Hello, and welcome to a brand new episode of What Are You Talking About? We are back after a couple of weeks off, and I really appreciate you tuning back in, and I'm super excited to announce today's guest very shortly. Now, if you are listening to this, you are probably well aware of the tragedy that happened at the 2024 CrossFit Games in the passing of Lazar Jukic. I personally was heartbroken, like so many of us, watching it all unfold, and from a podcast perspective, didn't feel ready or right to release one any sooner than this is coming out, which is kind of late September. Now, I've shared some thoughts on our social media pages, but I am not a CrossFit news podcast, and this never will be a news podcast. There is a lot out there if that's the content you want to see and you want to know more about what happened and why. But this podcast has always been about athlete stories, and that is how I intend to carry on the show. In terms of some of the news podcasts, I have to say, a few weeks ago, the PFAA, Pat Vellner, and Brent Pacowski did a really great episode with Sean and Tommy on Talking Elite Fitness, which said a lot about the future plans of them and what they hope for the sport. And if you are kind of consuming a lot of the content and news around the situation and what is to be changed and what's happening now, I would really recommend listening to that. So I will link it in the show notes. I want to say a big thank you to everyone who's stayed following us and subscribing and who is, of course, tuning back in now. I also want to thank our sponsors and partners, all of which are linked in our show notes. Please go and check them out. They're all amazing and are so supportive. And I'm really, really grateful that I get to work with them. So, to today's guest, I'm super excited. You know, I love any athlete from the Oceania region because it means I get to talk about Taurian Pro. And this girl has been three times. Adrian Geary is an athlete from Australia who, as well as being a three-time Taurian Pro athlete, headed to the Games this year for her first year as part of Team CrossFit EXF. And whilst, of course, the Games this year looked very different to past Games, it was still a really awesome rookie season for her. We chatted about why she chose to go team, training with Mayhem up towards the games itself, and her plans for the future, whether she's going to go team again or stay individual. It's a great episode, and I really hope you enjoy listening. Adrian, welcome to the show. Thank you for being here. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. I'm very excited. Your first podcast. So like we should celebrate.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah,
It's
I'm very
great to have
excited.
you. Oh, I'm so great to have you. And you are, I mean, we're already like late September, which is crazy. You are off the back of your first CrossFit Games. Obviously, a little bit of a different one this year, but we will touch on that later. But as a whole, how are you feeling? Are you recovered? Like, how was it all for you?
Definitely having a bit of time off at the moment. I've actually just come back from being in Europe and having a bit of a holiday. So I haven't actually been in the gym since the games. So it was a pretty nice break I've had. It's been a big year, so I've needed a bit of time. So yeah, that's good.
Yeah. How does your body recover from something like that? Because I know obviously you've done like multiple semi-finals and of course the games this year, but it's a lot. Like, and for you guys as well, the travel like is so much as well.
Like mentally, you're a bit like, oh, I'm just so tired now. I need to chill out. I don't know. I think maybe this whole year, like, training was so hard, and like, I was sore all the time. You almost, I think, are conditioned to just being sore and stiff and but still being able to perform. Like, yeah, I think you just kind of become accustomed to that feeling, and it's not until you actually do fully stop that you realize how sore you've probably been, and yeah, what it's like to just sort of sit around with, no sore muscles. And yeah, but I feel like I've recovered now, that's for sure. Yeah.
Oh, good. And how nice to have like an actual break from, because I think For so many of us, CrossFit is fun and going to the gym and training is fun or just a part of our daily routine. And I think we have to realize that for you guys, this is your job and this is what you do. Like you can't not go. Like if we feel sore, we can kind of go, take a few days off or whatever. But you don't really have that element, do you?
No, and definitely not this year. Yeah, it's just got to train through the pain. Yeah, it makes you stronger, I guess. Like you can just, withstand anything. But yeah, I definitely think it's part of the process of becoming a strong athlete. Definitely.
Absolutely. And so going back, what's your background? Because most people that start CrossFit have come from another sport or come from a form of competitive background. So where was the kind of transition into CrossFit for you?
Yeah, so I had a very sporty upbringing. I liked to just do all sports. My main ones were definitely swimming, athletics, and equestrian. Not that equestrian really comes over much, but yeah, and I was really competitive through school with just lots of things, and yeah, after school, once all that finished, I guess I got into just doing regular gym, and then I sort of felt like I needed something a little bit more. And I got introduced to CrossFit by an ex-partner because he was doing it. So then I went along, and yeah, and I just fell in love with it. And just, yeah, the rest was history, basically. I just kept wanting to get stronger and fitter. And then it wasn't till the gym owner at my current gym, CrossAxe, that he sort of said, "Oh, have you like considered maybe trying to compete?" And I hadn't, like, I'd seen the documentaries and everything, and I just, they just look like they're a world away from like your ability. And yeah, but then I just slowly started like focusing more on my weaknesses, and yeah, and then just tried really hard
Yeah,
and
here we
made
are.
it. Yeah.
Do you remember your first class or your first WOD?
I don't know if it was my first class or WOD, but it was definitely in the first week, and it had deadlifts and box jumps. And I just remember trying so hard, and it just absolutely wrecked me. And I remember like it, I don't know why, but that one's just like stuck with me forever. But that was definitely in my first week of CrossFit. And then, oh, I think, yeah, and I'd only been doing CrossFit a week, and then the open started.
Yeah.
So then I tried that, and I'd never done a toes to bar. And I just remember being like, this is so hard. Like I had to do the ones where you really like do like the double swing to get the kick. And yeah, it was, yeah, it's quite an experience. I
But
was like,
also
what is this?
the fact that you could do a toe to bar a week into CrossFit, even if it was with the swing, that's pretty impressive because not, people take years to do that.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Oh, I don't know. Maybe it's just like that competitiveness or something that I've always had. But yeah, it was, yeah, I definitely can reflect on a few times when in the beginning. And yeah, I think it's nice to reflect back sometimes when you look at where you've come.
Yeah, I also think there's like something to be said when you start a CrossFit gym and the open is soon. It's either like people will go one of two ways. They're like, yeah, I'm gonna do this, and then it's like, right, cool, I'm CrossFit for life, or they're like, oh my gosh, what is everyone doing? I can't do this, I'm off.
Yeah, and it's like the open is so humbling. Like you can be in your gym and think, you're performing really well, and you probably are, and then you're like, not that you should compare to the leaderboard all the time, but then you go to the leaderboard and you're like, oh my God, I'm like 1,000th in my city, basically. Or like, you can think you're doing so well, and then yeah, it's just a bit humbling sometimes, that's for sure.
Absolutely. And what was your first competition experience then? Because I'm assuming maybe it was like a local one. I know there's like a lot over, like I haven't been back to Australia since I've started CrossFit, and I can't wait to go because the community over there seems like it's just a what like one up from everyone else. It just seems so
Yeah.
great, and the comps seem so cool. Like even the fact that Torian Pro started off as a little kind of box
Little
comp,
local.
So what was your first experience of competing in CrossFit?
Yeah, so mine was, it was definitely a team comp. I think it was one of the, they're called All Star Alliance over here. And I don't even know how I ended up on the team, but I was. And yeah, so that was a team of six at the time. So three girls, three guys, you know, female pairs basically within your team. And I think we were in RX. And yeah, again, I just remember things being, I think like Caitlin Van Zyl was there and like some top athletes. And I just
Yeah.
remember looking at them and being like, oh my God, I'm so far from that. And yeah, I remember I had to do overhead squats and it was 55 kilos. And I remember that being like so hard. And I only had to do 12. But I think I had to hit them in threes. It was like a max effort every time. It was, yeah, just, yeah, funny to think back on now, actually. Yeah. But I
Yeah.
remember it being fun and just being like, oh, this is cool. And not, but not really, I didn't think anything of it at the time, like I was going to compete or anything. But yeah, it was a fun experience for sure.
Yeah, I think that's so cool to reflect back on that and look and be like, that was really hard. And now, like, that's probably like a warm up for you.
Yeah, it's a bare minimum. Yeah.
It's so great. And that's what I mean, like, about the comps over there, like people like Caitlin, who's, I think also there's a lot to be said about legacy athletes within CrossFit and legendary athletes. And there's so many in Australia, like, you've got your likes of your Tiers and Caras, but people like Caitlin, who have just been in the sport for so long
So
and
long. Yeah.
like representing it, is so special. And how cool that she was at your first comp, and then however many years later, you're competing alongside her in the CrossFit semifinals.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, totally. Yeah, no, it is pretty wild to think back on. But yeah, a lot of our local comps are actually a bit like that. Like you just tend to have some of the top athletes there and, you know, they get involved and yeah, and like everyone's always so nice and yeah, so it definitely like adds to the experience, I think, like over here with our local comps. Like, yeah, it's good.
Love that. And so at what point then did you go from local comps, fun, no pressure, to okay, I can make semi-finals, I can do this, I can, progress to the next level? How do you have that conversation? Is it you're having it internally with yourself, or someone saying to you, come on, you can probably go a bit further? Because that's what a lot of people seem to have, someone go, oh, you could probably do it.
Well, yeah, like I said, the owner of the gym that I'm at, he definitely sort of said, oh, you know, you should try if you're interested. And yeah, so I just started doing a bit more like extras after class. Just doing a bit more programming basically, just trying to get fitter. And I was lucky in the sense that I've always been naturally quite strong. So the weights were never an issue for me,
Yeah.
so I could, I guess, focus more on my weakness, which tended to be the high volume gymnastics.
Yeah.
And so yeah, I just tried to build on that. And my first year of like, I wasn't really trying, but I was like, oh, I'll see where I'm at. I think it was 2021. Yeah, 2021. And yeah, I just were at quarterfinals and I just missed out. Like I finished maybe around 40th. And I remember thinking like, oh wow, you know, I should really, yeah, try for next year because I'm not too far behind. So yeah, that was probably the first time that I was like, yeah, maybe I should really give it a go. And then, but I do remember then that year that I tried to make it, I definitely felt like a little bit more pressure because I was like, I trained so hard this year and so I really want to make it. And but yeah, I was lucky and I did really well in the quarterfinals. So yeah, I was pleasantly surprised with how I got through. So yeah.
And it's so bittersweet, isn't it, being not that I've ever been there, but like being on that cusp line, because you're like, oh, okay, it's actually reaching distance, but I've got to do a lot in the next year to get there. So it's
Yes.
kind of like a shift, I suppose, for you, right? Like mentally and physically, of being like, okay, this is the goal for next year. And do you find that as soon as you said it out loud, or did you say it out loud, and then that was like the pressure was on?
Think I've ever said it out loud. No, I think I just had it within, like that pressure within, to want to make it. But yeah, no, that's so funny. I've never even thought about that. I don't think I even, yeah, said I'm gonna make semis. I think I maybe just like spoke about it as like a goal loosely, but not really saying like I'm gonna make it. But maybe I should have, yeah.
Yeah.
But
Well, you didn't need to
no.
because you
Yeah,
made it
and it's
anyway.
yeah, and it's funny too, because like each year is always a little bit different, because like you never know what workouts you're gonna get, and you know, you always still sort of carry a weakness sometimes, or I definitely did. So there was always like a certain movement I just never wanted to come up, because I just knew that it would probably be a little bit detrimental for the leaderboard for me. So yeah, things like that definitely like play on your mind, and yeah.
And you did your first, so you've done, correct me if I'm wrong here, you've technically, you've done three semi-finals because you did two as an individual, and then of course this year with the team.
Yes. Yep, that's
So
right.
going in, and I people are probably really sick of me talking about it, but I think Tourian Pro is the best competition in the calendar year, and I really want to go. So
Yeah.
anyone out there listening that can help me out, I really want to go. But I think more than just it being such this incredible spectacle of CrossFit and events, the kind of ratio of people that get to the games is very, very small. Obviously, it increased this year, which was great, but the 2 years you were doing it as an individual, it was a very small amount of people. 2022, you had Tia there, I think.
So you're a bit
Yep.
like, okay. Yeah, we had Tia and Tara, so we're both like, we're all like, okay, cool.
So that's two spots gone.
Pretty
Like,
much. Guaranteed.
so is it, in a way, does that help because you're kind of going in and thinking, and I don't mean this in any detriment to you, but you're going in thinking, okay, it's probably not likely I'm gonna get there. Or are you thinking that? And then you're going, so I'm just gonna go in and enjoy it. Like, how does your mind process the kind of expectation you have for yourself, particularly in that first year?
The first year, oh, I didn't really have an expectation. Like, I didn't think I was gonna make it, no. I was just wanting to go in and do my best, honestly, not to sound boring, but yeah, I just wanted to go in and feel like, you know, like it was a true reflection of all the hard work I'd put in and things like that. Yeah, that's the most important thing to me. Anyways, it's just the placing doesn't really matter. It's just more that, you know, the effort was there, and that was the best I could have done in that workout. Because that's when I think it's like you feel disappointed in yourself, when you just like know it's not a true reflection of like what you're capable of sometimes. So yeah, I don't know. I've never fully like expected myself to make it or anything like that. I've just always wanted to know that I've, you know, competed to my best of my ability, basically. Yeah.
Was that the same going into the second year as an individual?
Yeah, I think so, but I was carrying an injury going into it, so I actually ended up having to withdraw at the competition after the first day, because I herniated a disc in my back, so I just could barely sit down. So I and then the first event on the second day was hit like Linda, and it was like the 100 kilo deadlifts, and I had no hope. Like I could barely walk. So yeah, so that was really disappointing, because I going into that, I was feeling like really ready, and I felt like the workouts were really good for me, because they were, you know, quite a lot of like strength stuff, and so I was actually looking forward to that year. So it was just unfortunate that I didn't really get to go my way. So I'm not sure what I, yeah, but I think if I was healthy, yeah, I might have had a bit more of an expectation on myself to do well, because just knowing what the workouts were and where I was fitness wise, and yeah.
Yeah, but 100 kilo deadlifts are not what you need when you've got
No,
that.
feeling like I've got a broken back. No,
Yeah,
yeah.
absolutely not. And so, like, how, because I think injuries happen a lot in CrossFit, and that's not detriment to CrossFit, that's just life, you know, injuries do happen. But when you have goals and you're competing at a high level, I always find this quite an interesting thing of how do you manage to take the time off and recover? Like, particularly when I would assume, correct me if I'm wrong, but your season ends and there's not really that much gap into going, okay, I need to make plans for next year. What's going to happen? So when you finish your season on an injury, how do you kind of assess that, and do you just take a few months off? Like, what did you do at the time to prepare you for then, obviously, this year?
So I definitely took time. I had to. It just took a bit of time for it to recover and heal, and yeah, I started seeing a physio and just doing exercises and just trying to build my strength back up in, areas that probably caused the injury to happen, or, like not engaging certain muscle groups and all that kind of thing. Just trying to, retrain a few weaker muscles, just to make sure it didn't happen again. And yeah, it was just time and just being a bit more careful when I started training again, and not rushing into the workout, but actually making sure my body was ready for what I was about to ask it to do. Yeah, I think that's definitely been a learning curve for me, is, yeah, the warm up is just, it is so important. Whereas, like, I used to just, I felt so stressed for time and trying to get all the training in, that I would just sort of rush through my warm ups and probably not be ready, and yeah, and then injuries happen that way. So yeah, that's definitely been a lesson I've learned over the years. So
And that
yeah.
must be so hard as a like a competitive athlete as well, because you're so used to it, I suppose. So for so many years, just going straight into it, right?
Basically, yeah. And yeah, but then what, but once the, once something happens, it just definitely makes you like rethink that. And, recovery is just as important as the training. So I've just so learned that now. And I just try so hard to make myself slow down sometimes. Yeah, it's still a battle, because you still want to get in and get started. But yeah.
Were you, when you were going through kind of all this recovery process, were you still thinking about what you were going to do for the 2024 season, or was that not really on the radar until you were recovered? Are you stuck at a plateau and without a recent PB? Mergs has you covered. Bringing you the highest performance CrossFit and weightlifting equipment on the market, Mergs is your secret weapon to set a new best. Whether that's knee sleeves, grips, or tape, Mergs has everything you need to stay protected and performing. Head over to mergs.com now and save 15% on all orders with the code WOD15.
I think I just assumed I'd just go again and try again. But my teammate Lisa, she had actually reached out to me fairly early. So it was, oh gosh, when was it? It was like the end of last year, but so it was quite early, because I think she was trying to get a team together. So I kind of already committed to going team earlier on. So yeah, then I was just like, okay, well, I guess this will be my focus. I was quite hesitant, because I, because of the year before having to pull out, I wanted to give myself a, another opportunity. But then I just thought, I was like, what have I got to lose? Like, we could, make the games, because I knew how much they want, like Lisa wanted to, and Jono. And so I was like, oh, I'd be with, a team that were really dedicated. And I kind of thought, you know, I would only go team if, you know, I'd be with like-minded people that wanted it as well. And it was just like another challenge, I guess.
Yeah.
It was a bit uncomfortable at the start because it's just very different. And I was just a bit like, oh, I hope I've made the right decision. But yeah, no, it's, yeah, it ended up being a best decision. So,
Yeah. Well, that
yeah.
was kind of my next question is how did that come about? But it did you have a relationship there already that you kind of then, you know, as you say, she reached out and you're like, okay then. Like, was it as simple as that?
Yeah, no, I didn't know any of them. I'd seen Lisa's name on the leaderboard, so I knew who she was, but I didn't know her personally.
Yeah.
So I knew like she was a good athlete because I saw her up top. So I was just like, oh wow. I didn't really know Jono though. Yeah, so she reached out and I was hesitant and I said, I'll have a think about it. And then I messaged her back saying, you know, like, oh, if you're still looking for someone, I'd be keen. So yeah, and then it just went from there. And yeah, and then we were on the hunt for another guy, and both Jono and Lisa went down to Down Under and they competed as individuals. And I'm not sure if that's where maybe they connected with Moses and they messaged him a few times to see if maybe he'd be interested to go teams again. Yeah, and then he said yes. And yeah, we pretty much had our first training session all together pretty much straight after Christmas or like the Christmas holidays. Yeah,
Wow.
so we got into it pretty straight on. We like started training together. Yeah.
Yeah. But that's so important, right? Because half of the battle with teams, I think, is you have to like each other and you have to, you know, there's such a rhythm of, you know, whether it be in the actual workout, knowing each other's kind of strengths and weaknesses and where you need to pick up or drop, whatever it may be. But just in general, you're spending a lot of time with these three other people for, you know, 6 months, eight, well, it ends up being 8 months of the year, right? So is there ever a part of you that like goes into that first training session, it's like, oh my God, what if I don't like them? Like, did that cross your mind at all?
Yeah, well, Lisa and I and Jono, we had a session in the at before the new year, and for that exact reason, just to make sure that, you know, we were nice enough people, I guess, and we'd get along. And I think it's definitely like crosses your mind if, you know, because you don't know each other. I think we ended up having such a lovely friendship, like all of us. And even when we went over for the games, like we like lived in a house together for a bit, you know, training before, and you know, it was just so fun. And yeah, like our friendship just really grew throughout the season, and because you just go through so many highs and lows together, and so it's just kind of impossible not to end up having a really close bond. So yeah, it's been really
Definitely.
nice. Yeah.
And you said about like they were really, really determined, which is obviously what you need, and I think I don't think anyone would make the games without saying I'm gonna, you know, having it as the at the forefront of their mind, because it's such an incredibly tough competition now to just get there, even to get to semis. So going into like Torian, and again, you've got like the Aussie teams, like this year especially, there were some big names, there were some super strong teams. How were you feeling going into it?
I was nervous but ready. Like I felt like we were ready for as a team. And I think 'cause we all knew that we all really wanted it. And I definitely felt a little bit of pressure because, you know, Moses has made it once before. Jono and Lisa, the previous year, they finished fourth. So they had just missed out. And I was like, we can't have that again for them. Like, and I was just really wanting to make it too, because I'm like, wow, that would just be so epic. But I think we all knew that we were so ready and we were just like, we knew we wanted it. So I don't know. I don't think we doubted ourselves one bit. over that weekend.
Yeah. Which is so important as well, isn't it? Because you can't have them elements. And I remember watching it, and the individual competition was close this year, but the team competition, like every single workout, it felt like it was like neck and neck. And obviously it wasn't in the end, but like at the end of workouts, but during these workouts, I remember not being able to keep up with like where people were. And I don't know how team athletes do it, because I look at that floor and I think, oh, there's so many people on it. There's a lot of people around you. Everyone's talking, which I think is one of the elements that you wouldn't get at individual. You'd obviously have the crowd cheering, but you only need to communicate with
By
yourself,
itself.
right? And maybe you're judged. But when you're on a team and you can literally see it when you're watching, especially like a worm workout, you're watching and you can just hear everyone shouting at each other. How is that when you are in the midst of it? Because for me, that seems very stressful.
Oh, it's chaotic. It is so chaotic. There's just so much screaming. You don't know if it's your judge, because like half the time you're looking down or you're, trying to focus. You're just hoping you can hear your teammate making the call. I felt like Torian, we were very, I think we just were so in sync with each other that our communication never fell apart. And we'd always just said, like, if we get called a no rep or something, you just keep like just head down, keep going, basically. But yeah, there are times it gets sometimes you just don't you just don't know, and then other times you hear it and you just keep going. But yeah, it's part of the experience, and I think it's part of like having competition experience as well, like, and you can really. And I found that at the games too. Like, I just felt like, if you had experience on this floor, like, I just think it makes such a difference. Like, yeah, so same for Torian. Like, I think maybe because I've been a few times, like, you're just used to the crowd and all of that. But no, it is chaotic, not gonna lie.
It's noisy. But of course, like, it was such a great weekend. As I say, I think it was really fun to watch it be so close with everyone. I think that's what makes the competition fun. When you are like in the midst of it, are you like, do you have someone allocated to like check the leaderboard and see where you're at? Or is it just heads down, get to the end of the weekend, see what happens?
I mean, I never check the leaderboard. I just don't like to personally. But I always sort of knew where we were sitting. I think I'm not sure. I think the boys always kind of knew where we're at, but I tend to just sort of zone it out. As long as I always sort of know where I'm at, but I don't like to exactly know, because otherwise I feel the pressure a lot then. So yeah, that's just how I deal with it.
But of course, it worked out like podium to the games. Such a great, like, as I say, like watching Torian always just looks so fun anyway. But you went in there with a goal, you achieved it. And then it seemed like the gap from semis to the games this year was so short. It wasn't, it was probably quite normal, but it flew by. For you guys, is there even a like, is there a deload after Torian and then a build back up, or because of the timing, did you go straight back into training?
No, we took a week off after that, because I think, it was just such an like, it was so emotional. Like, even when it's like positive, like, it's so like there's so much emotional energy like into the weekend, and I feel like that's what's more exhausting at the end of it than like doing the actual workouts, because you're just so stimulated all the time, and you're always chatting to people, because you're also like seeing people that you haven't seen for a year at the competition, and so you're just always switched on. So I felt like that is what is the most exhausting about it. So yeah, we all were like, let's have a week off to just chill, and then we'll get back into it, which is what we did. So yeah, but then yeah, it was pretty much heads down and just train hard.
Yeah, and you guys went out a bit early and went and trained at Mayhem, right?
Yes, yeah, we did.
So how was that? Because I there's elements of CrossFit that I think are like OG, and I think going to train at Mayhem is like an OG CrossFit thing to do. Because now obviously there's so many training camps out there that you can probably go to many of them, but going like to the barn and everything, and especially their team legacy, how was all that experience for you?
Yeah, that was definitely a highlight for me. Like when I think back on it, I'm like, oh, that was just such a great time. Like, yeah, it was just really cool. Just like living together as a team and then just getting to go in and train, and everyone at Mayhem was just so nice. And yeah, they were just like, no, you're us, you're our part of the family. And it was just so welcoming. And yeah, honestly, it was such a great experience. Yeah, I just couldn't fault that.
And
Yeah.
the top three Oceania teams all being Mayhem,
Oh,
like they
Mayhem,
must
I
be doing
know.
something right.
Yeah. No, it was a really, really nice experience. So I'm so grateful for how well Mayhem treated us. And not even just like Mayhem, like in Cookeville. Like even when we'd go out for like a dinner or something, the host would be like, oh, you guys part of Mayhem, like that's so great. And like they'd take care of you, you get to jump the line a little bit. And yeah, like they were so nice to us. And yeah, it was a really cool experience. So yeah, it
I
was
love
very
that.
nice.
I feel like everyone in Cookeville is part of Mayhem. Like, is that,
Yeah, I'd
I
say
kind of
so.
still feel
Pretty
like
small.
Cookeville is Mayhem.
Yeah, it probably is. Yeah, it's pretty small there. Yeah,
Yeah,
so
I love
everyone
that.
is pretty much a member. Yeah.
Yeah, so special though, isn't it? Because as you say, like I think if you were to just go out a couple of days before, compete and go home, like it's just a weekend. And I say this a lot about CrossFit, I think. So many people pin so much on 5 days in a year, and it's really hard to do that. So to be able to
Yeah.
make an experience of it must have been really special.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. It just made so much more of the experience. And like you were like getting ready for the games. And honestly, with how far we have to fly from Australia, I don't think I could have just flown over and compete. Like we needed like a solid few days to like settle and let our body clocks just like adjust to everything. So yeah. No,
Yeah,
we definitely
absolutely.
need to go early.
You guys have a long way to go, as everyone does.
Yeah.
But let's talk about the games, because of course, as everyone knows, it was, a really hard games. I think whether you were there, you were watching from afar, whatever it may be. Of course, a real tragedy, with the death of Lazar, and you're the first person I've kind of spoken to, with it being recorded, that has competed. And I think even from a team perspective, you didn't even start your competition before
No, yeah.
everything happened. So from there's a couple of things I want to ask you about, and I've been quite open that I'm not a news podcast. This isn't, we're not going to go into all the details and what's come of it since, but I'm curious to know your experience of it. And I suppose my first question for you is, at what point did your event gets cancelled on the first day, the entire first day then gets cancelled, and there's a lot of uncertainty, and I'm sure, a lot of heartbreak and a lot of distress around. But at what point do you then know that the competition is carrying on, and having that conversation as a team of, okay, we're competing this weekend? Because I can imagine that was a difficult one in itself, right?
Yeah, it was. It was really, really sad. Like it was really tragic. And yeah, even like going to the games as a rookie, like you don't even know what to expect. And then this was certainly something we didn't expect to be faced with. And I can only speak personally, but I did find it quite hard to shift back into, oh, now we have to compete. because there was so much uncertainty on that first day to whether it would even go ahead. And yeah, there was just so much emotion around what had happened, and it was a real, it was quite confusing, how to feel, and what was the right thing to do and right way to feel, I suppose. But yeah, we definitely discussed it as a team, because you know we went home at night and we were just sort of waiting to see if we would compete, I guess. And but we did discuss it as a team, and you know everyone was on board that if it was to go ahead, that we would just, you know, do our best to continue. And then it was pretty late at night that we got the email saying that it was going to go ahead. And then teams were pretty much straight up the first day, so, or the next day. So yeah, and it, yeah, I found it hard to get back into the mindset of like, okay, well now we just have to absolutely send it, because even, you know, warming up and everything, the vibe still just never changed, like didn't change, like it still was really sad. And yeah, it's so hard, it's actually really hard to explain
No, yeah.
the feeling of it all. Yeah, because you still, you really wanted to still be respectful to the family as well. Yeah, so yeah, it was really sad.
Yeah, and I can't imagine, you know, even watching, I kind of put this out. I didn't, sometimes I was like, I don't know if I want to watch. Like, and it's this whole kind of, you feel, and then I'm sure like even I explained to someone, I was like, I got caught up and I was like, yes, go on everyone. And then I was like, oh, should I be doing this? And I can imagine when you're on the floor as well, there are moments where you like people forget what happened because you are in the midst of a workout and you've got your blinders on because you're just trying to get your head down and finish the workout. And then it finishes and maybe you look around or you see people and it's like reality hits again. Did it feel a little bit like that?
Yeah, like I definitely think there was a sense of, yeah, we probably shouldn't be enjoying our time. And yeah, it was true. It was just so tricky to navigate. I still
Yeah.
don't even know how to explain it, because you know, I'm not a full-time athlete. I still have to work full-time, and oh, sorry, has that interrupted? So I still have to work full time, and you know, I gave up so much to be there this year, and we had to fundraise heaps to get over there. And so when we're thinking about that, you know, you feel a sense of disappointment, that it will, you know, that it won't be the usual games experience, I guess. But then, you know, you don't feel right for feeling like that, because you know nothing bad happened to me, thankfully. So like, I don't know, it was just like, yeah, I don't know, I don't really know
I don't
how to
know, but I
explain that.
think nobody knows, and I think that's one of the things, isn't it, that it's such a unique situation and such a tragic situation that you there's nothing to compare it to. And kind of on a bittersweet note, you know, it was your rookie season and you still got to the CrossFit Games and you still competed at the games and did really well. Like, is there any, like, looking back, did you, I suppose it's really hard to ask this, whether, and it's probably gonna be harder to answer, but did you enjoy any of it? Like, was it, no, is there any positives that kind of came out of the weekend? Because you still, like, it was, you still competed at your first CrossFit Games. It's an incredible experience, right?
I think when I look back, I try to just think of like the whole experience. So like, you know, going to Mayhem, getting to enjoy that, like, you know, getting us to prepare as a team. You know, and there was times, you know, when we'd step on the floor, I'd just still try to take it in that we were like in the arena, and you know, yeah, this was the CrossFit Games. And yeah, I definitely did still try to recognize elements that, you know, you've worked so hard, you've gotten here. And yeah, but when I think back, I definitely think back to probably more like being at Tori, being at Mayhem and all that kind of thing. Yeah.
Which is, as you say, is part of the whole experience and so special as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But it was still, and you know, I think it's really hard to you, we don't ever want to take away from what you guys achieved because the workouts were really hard this year or last
Yeah.
year, really hard. Do any stick out for you that were maybe a favorite workout?
We always, like, as a team, we always do really well with the worm, and this year it was the earthworm.
Yeah.
And I just think, you know, we train so hard with the worm throughout the year, that any time like that kind of showed up, we knew we would have quite a solid performance because we work so well as a team. We're really in sync. So anything with like a worm, I actually really enjoy it with the team. Like we do really well. The snail event, the very last event, that definitely like sticks out. I think we did really well as a team, but the unfortunately, like I feel like our worm just was not not worm, sorry, our snail was just a bit wonky because we would try and push and it just you could just see some of them were like going so straight and then ours was just we're like there's just no way we're not and then we saw the team after us the same thing happened to them and but I think we were just like proud of that one because we knew we had a little bit of a disadvantage with that snail but then we absolutely ripped in with the deadlifts and caught up and yeah so we were proud of that yeah I
Yeah,
think.
I love that. I love that. And like, as I said before, when your season ends, you kind of start thinking about the next season. And I think there's probably a lot of uncertainty around what next year is going to look like anyway. But for you coming out of the games, as you said, you've had quite a few weeks off and clearly needed. But what's kind of next for you? Like, I've, you know, people are now starting like down under, starting to pop out some names and lots of things that are kind of cropping up. So what's next for you?
I actually don't know. So I won't be doing Down Under because we had to do the qualifiers when we're away. And but it's just a bit tricky to do that when you're traveling.
Of
You
course.
know, asking other gyms that don't know you, trying to do qualify workouts, like so I haven't worried about that, so I won't be competing at Down Under. Yeah, but for the next season, I'm not sure. I might just go individual again. Like I don't think we'll be a team because like we were just sort of like the team for the season. We'd never been like, oh, well, we'll try again. But yeah, I don't really know where the others are at. And but if they wanted to go team again, I'd be happy to go. But other than that, I'd probably just go back to individual, I think. Yeah, and you know, all the things I've learned from this season, like you learn so much with your games experience, that's for sure. Like you just learn how once you're there, you're like, oh my God, I just know how I should be preparing now. Like there's just so much you learn without how, like once you go, I just don't think you can learn that any other way than other than like going for a first year. So yeah, there's definitely things that I know I'll be working on for
Yeah,
sure. So
absolutely.
yeah. But yeah, so I don't know,
Exploration.
my season's not really yeah, it's a little up in the air, but yeah, I guess I'll just carry on as normal,
Yeah.
just try and keep getting better and yeah.
Love that. No pressure. Just enjoy it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
We've
that's the
got
most
time.
important thing. Yeah.
Yeah. It's only September. It just feels like it's going to come really quick.
It always does though,
Yeah.
and then because like Christmas comes and oh man, and then you're straight into it. Yeah,
Yeah.
it does. It comes so fast. Yeah.
Well, whatever you do, I look forward to cheering you on. But before I let you go, I do have to ask you some quick fire questions,
Okay.
which never end up being that quick. So, firstly, your favorite lift.
I love power cleans.
Nice. Favorite overall CrossFit movement.
Power cleans.
One's
Yeah.
ever said the same too. Well done.
Oh, really? No, I
Yeah,
just
no,
love
I
them.
love
Yeah.
that. Your favorite benchmark WOD?
my gosh, DT.
Nice. And this, I always struggle asking this question for people who are on teams. But if you could build a dream team to take to the games, not your team you went with this year, who would you have with you? I know you were like, oh yeah, I know the answer.
Yeah, I'm like, well, we'll be
Not
so good
with
again.
this.
Yeah.
Who
Oh man.
would you have?
Oh, I don't know. That is such a hard question.
Dumps everybody.
Yeah. Maybe there's Gemma Huck. She is a, like one of the top athletes in Oceania. I've gotten to know her a little bit more over the season and stuff, and she's just like, she's such a weapon and workhorse. So like, I think she would be awesome on a team, and she's also just really positive. So I think she'd be really good. And then guys, man, I don't know any of the boys.
No, you're like, who
Oh
would I have
my God.
fun with? But also, I'm like, I would go like Rich, Tia, like Laura. Like,
Yeah,
I'm like,
I
I
guess
would
from my
go for the
background, I don't
competitive
even
side.
know them. So
And then I'm like, oh
maybe,
no, I might not like them.
yeah. Pat Vellner, he was cool.
Yeah.
He just seems like super genuine. So yeah, Pat Vellner. Oh, and Luke Parker at
Yeah.
Mayhem. He was really lovely. And like, yeah, they're just like absolute
That would
weapons.
be a cool team.
Yeah.
Love that. No.
It's so hard when you don't know them, because like,
I
yeah.
know. It's like, do you go like for competitiveness or do you go for fun or who you know? Like some people have refused to answer because they don't want to offend anyone.
Oh,
It's
really?
like, oh, I'm really proud of this show, but I don't think everyone's listening, so you're fine.
Yeah, no, I'm confident with my choice.
Love that. Would be a good team. Well, as I said, I look forward to cheering you on at whatever comes next, and thank you so much for coming on the show. I'm so glad we got to be your first podcast.
Yeah, thank you for having me. It's been great.